Almost every week when I open the newspaper in Kolkata, I see something about Donald Trump on the first page. It might be big, like the Paris Accord. It might be trivial, like Covfefe. More often than not, it feels unreal. If the polls had been right and Hillary Clinton had won, someone could have written a great American satire of an America where Donald Trump wins. But now, we are living in that world. But to writer Paul Beatty, it feels almost familiar.
And the first thing I thought about was an old Marx Brothers movie. I don't know how popular the Marx Brothers are here. But, you know, from the 30s called Duck Soup, where they're in this crazy country, you know, called Fredonia. And I was like, man, it's the same thing. You know, the manifestation of this is new, you know, but the fundamental innate is that's so old. The greed, the power. I mean, all that's so old.
I'll put my foot down, so shall it be. This is the land of the free. The last man nearly ruined this place. He didn't know what to do with it. If you think this country's bad off now, just wait till I get through with it. The country's taxes must be fixed, and I know what to do with it. If you think you're paying too much now, just wait till I get through with it.
Beatty's Man Booker and National Book Critics Circle Award-winning novel, The Sellout, is described as a lacerating satire about race in America. Before that book, after the Twin Towers fell, he was asked to imagine New York's future. He imagined that the Taliban had won the war.
So it was New York under the Taliban. And then so for me, it was like people like Mayor Giuliani. So I changed his name to Rudy Al Giuliani. Because those people are going to go with this side's winning. I'm going, that's, I don't like, you know, like they think the morals and the ideology, it's sometimes, oftentimes, is much less important by just surviving.
I met Paul Beatty at the Kolkata Literary Meet. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. I asked Beatty, how do you write satire in what feels like a post-satire world? He says, it's a word that makes him uncomfortable.
It's not a word that I'm very comfortable using. And so I kind of talk around it.
He says he rather likes what Vladimir Nabokov said about Lolita when that was called a satire.
Nabokov says something that hits me perfectly. He's like, yeah, I'm not writing to change anyone's mind or to touch someone in the heart necessarily. He's going, I'm just trying to give you this little buzz in your coccyx somewhere. You know what I mean? Just make you jump a little. And that just really struck home with me. It's not like about a message necessarily.
The Sellout certainly makes you jump. A book littered with the N-word, where a black man wants to bring back slavery and resegregate his town, does not make for easy reading.
You know how you have fight fire with fire? In a weird way, he's fighting racism with racism.
And Beatty has no patience with patronizing political correctness. In the book, an intellectual cleans up Huckleberry Finn. He calls it the pejorative-free adventures and intellectual and spiritual journeys of African-American Jim and his young protege, white brother, Huckleberry Finn. Beatty says someone actually tried to write a politically correct Huck Finn. And he knows people who thought it was a great idea, a Huck Finn fit to read to the children.
You know, I think about how my mom raised us, where she never censored anything from us. And I'm so thankful for that, you know, because I have to just learn to deal with complexity. And it's just somehow really important to me. Just that erasure of history and that sense of always having to be comfortable. Protect, protect, protect. In Trump's thing, he used the most common word is protect. You know, and I think as Americans, everything has to be guaranteed. Everything has to be protected. And of course, you can't do that.
But still, in 2017, a book that's marketed as satire feels surreal in a world that feels post-satire. When I met Beatty, Trump's America was not that old. An Indian engineer had not been shot dead in Kansas City. The U.S. had not pulled out of the Paris Accord. The Russian investigation seemed a fantasy. But Beatty was worried about what Trump represented.
You know, he's the bully. People want to be on the side of the bully because, God forbid, the bully turns around and points you out of the crowd. You know, and then so these things grow. And so that's the scary thing for me.
And the scarier thing is, This time, no one is hiding behind satire. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.